Falling Into Place series spotlights the important work of and fosters collaboration between not-for-profit organizations in our communities, allowing us all to fall into place. Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities, see more promise, see more progress. Falling Into Place was on a bit of a hiatus during the summer. We are thrilled to be back for a new season. And to start off our season premiere, we're going to focus on the Colony Senior Service Centers. We have a lot to talk about. We welcome Diane Conroy-Lasavita, who is the executive director. We also welcome Michael Snyder, director of the Retired and Senior Volunteer Program of the Capital Region, known as RSVP. Did I get all that right?
You did.
Excellent. I always worry when the two guests looked at each other. I don't know. Like, it's a knowing glance, and I'm like, oh, I wonder what I screwed up. So, Diane and Michael, thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure.
Thank you for having us.
All right. Diane, let us start with you. Tell us about this, the Colony Senior Service Centers, and how the place in the community of where this fits and how your community involvement is so important.
Sure. Thank you. So Colony Senior Service Centers, we've been around since 1981. We're a 501c3, and we really are here to support older adults in the community. And when I say community, depending on the program, we're actually now in four counties, Saratoga, Rensselaer, Albany, and Schenectady. We do the bricks and mortar piece. We got apartments, and then we do a whole programmatic piece, everything from transportation to congregate food to health and wellness, home maintenance, RSVP, so on and so forth.
So the so on and so forth is really pretty much anything that would impact a senior.
Correct. And we define senior as 55 or greater.
Oh boy.
I know.
Well, that's a good definition. I'm glad you clarified that. Okay, so when it comes to we're going to bring Michael in here in a second, but when it comes to this overall program, give us a sense of what you've accomplished over the years since the early 80s and how you've made your mark in the community.
So I'll start with the bricks and mortar piece. Right now, we have 396 apartments in three different locations, and they are derived by their income specific. So none of our properties are market rate. We're looking for individuals who want to stay in the community, age in place, and age with dignity. With transportation, we have a fleet of 10 vehicles. We go all over the Capital Region, bringing people to medical appointments, social activities. As long as you're 60 years of age, you qualify. We do congregate food in six locations. We do adult day service, which is a respite for individuals and their caregivers, in four different locations. So we are making an impact. We have lots of balls in the air, and we're trying to look at different pieces of that demographic to support them.
RSVP, the Retired and Senior Volunteer Program, one of the largest volunteer networks in the nation, a national service senior corps program funded by the Corporation for National and Community Service that aims to engage seniors in volunteerism throughout the community to meet community needs. So, Michael Snyder, tell us about how this manifests itself in our community and specifically in Colony.
So the RSVP program has a very interesting history to it. So it started in 1969 when the amendment to the Older Americans Act was signed into the amendment was signed into law by President Johnson, and that officially made RSVP a nationwide program. And since then, communities have hosted this RSVP program to try to engage seniors in volunteerism throughout the community. And this RSVP program falls directly in line with our mission to ensure that seniors have the opportunity to age in place with dignity and to have them, you know, develop more skills over the course of their life.
All right. So let me just stop you real quick. I have a bunch of questions, but let me start with aging in place. What does that mean?
So oftentimes when people begin to age, their income's going to be reduced. They might have mobility or health issues. We want to make sure that they still, like, they're valid members of this community. We're there to support them. So they want to stay in their homes, we have programs for home maintenance. If they want to rent an apartment, we have that opportunity. They need transportation, they need food. We're there to support them so they can stay in that community and age in place with dignity.
So as you mentioned, Michael, this program has an amazing history. So how, to the point of how it's manifested itself in this community, how is it operational right now in Colony and through the Service Center?
So right now, the RSVP program of the Capital Region covers three counties. It covers Saratoga, Albany, and Rensselaer counties, in which we have about nearly 520 RSVP volunteers serving from academia to a local thrift store that we own and operate called the Toolbox in the town of Colony. And it is a great avenue for organizations to advertise their volunteer opportunities to the community, as well as get additional volunteer support as well.
The volunteers tell us a little bit about them. How do they come to you?
They come with an open heart and ready to give back to their communities, and that's the most significant quality that I've seen thus far of our volunteers. And they look online, they look in print resources, and they find us, and they see the retired and senior volunteer program, and they come into to my office to explore the various opportunities that might fit their interests and skills.
How do you recruit them?
We're active in various community events throughout the town of Colony and Capital Region. Our biggest recruitment avenue is our volunteer opportunity fair that we have each year, in which we invite our volunteer stations or organizations that we have collaborations with to kind of showcase their volunteer opportunities as well. And we provide advertisement support. And I like to describe it as a job fair for volunteerism. So that still remains our premier recruitment avenue.
So let's focus on that, because I find that interesting. Collaborating with 57 other organizations, volunteer stations, acting as a one-stop shop for all of the volunteer opportunities to any prospective senior or retired senior volunteer. That's pretty cool. So how do you work with those organizations?
Well, we essentially help advertise their volunteer opportunities. You know, most of them are not-for-profit organizations with perhaps a limited budget, and we offer an additional avenue to showcase their mission and their volunteer opportunities throughout the community.
Anything you want to add?
Yeah, I would. So when we're looking at what we call a station, it's just another nonprofit. So there's 50 other nonprofits. It could be everything from academia to high schools to hospitals. We do the ambassador program over at the Albany County Airport, U.S. Committee for Refugees and Immigrants. The Toolbox could be, you could be white collar, blue collar, in between, never worked, always worked. We have a spot for you. We actually have job descriptions. So if you're thinking, you know what, I'm tired of sitting on the couch and not getting involved with too much, come on in. We have all sorts of opportunities that we could, I am sure, take advantage of your talents.
You tell us what you've got, we can find a place for you.
You got it.
That's right.
And there's, it seems to me that there's always people I've seen at various nonprofits where there is usually, not always, but there's usually that person who is able to encounter anybody who walks in, find their strength, and find a place for them. And really, you just extrapolate that, and that's what you're doing here.
Absolutely. We're the conduit, if you think about it that way. So we're the conduit between individuals who want to volunteer or maybe sort of kind of thinking about giving back, and nonprofits who are absolutely desperate at times for volunteers.
And that's the thing. I mean, that's the other I wanted to get to. There's a real need for volunteers. I mean, these are nonprofits. God knows, as a nonprofit, WAMC, we need volunteers. So this is something that's really needed in our community.
Yeah. Absolutely. Actually, are you a station?
I don't know.
You should be.
I was going to ask you. I don't know. We'll figure that out.
If
I don't
not,
know.
You should be.
I mean, we're a radio station, right. But as far as a volunteer station, I don't know. But it is interesting of what the need is out there.
Oh, absolutely. I am in constant communication with all these volunteer stations, and, you know, left and right, they come to me and they express their need for volunteers, whether it be for a regular commitment or a special event.
So, meaning it could be something that is just for, this is the project that we're working on today, or this is something that we're going to be doing till the end of time.
Correct. Whatever opportunities they have, they come to me and I try to get the word out.
Why do seniors make such great volunteers? I mean, besides, well, I'll let you answer.
Well, because I feel like they have the greatest heart, and they have a lifetime of skills and knowledge that they are able to adequately provide instill into the community while still learning new skills at the same time.
And they still want to give back to the community, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's all these statistics about the people who volunteer are happier, live longer, have less health ailments. You know, keeping engaged, socially interactive, being a lifelong learner truly does have many benefits.
Okay, so let's talk about some of these other things, Diane. When it comes to the programs and events that you have coming up.
Sure.
So an active aging fair, this is Wednesday, September 26th at the Carondelet Hospitality Center. What goes into an aging fair?
So actually a lot of volunteers. I do want to make that statement. So our organization is real busy doing all sorts of things. We would not be able to do a tenth of what we do without our volunteer support. So the Active Aging Fair is about 62 vendors, and it's active aging. So what are seniors interested? Older adults, I should say. And so we have everything from cooking demos. Angela Mazzone and Chef Joan are going to be there. We have travel agents. We have landscapers. We have timeless tappers and other activities. So health and wellness. You know, we have the financial and the legal. And
I was going to ask. Yeah. So I mean, like, oh, can you help me through
Health
insurance,
yeah,
or you know, as you said, legal, whether it be whatever the case,
you
wills,
know,
whatever.
We're doing flu shots, and so it's kind of an opportunity to come in and meet all sorts of really our partners from the community, and they're interested in meeting our demographic. And so it's free, it's open, free food, there's giveaways, plenty of parking, lots to see, antique cars. I mean, everybody's just coming forward and wanting to give. 10 to 3 on the 26th of September.
At the Carondelet Hospitality Center, which is in?
It's in Latham. It's 385 Watervliet Shaker Road. You can get it through. It's right near Shaker High School, or you can get in off of Delatorre Road.
Now, we've talked about it a couple of times, but the Toolbox, this tool thrift store. So tell us about the Toolbox and what this store does and how it came about.
So the Toolbox has been around for about 4 years. It's one of Michael's programs. It's volunteer run. It operates Wednesday through Saturday. People donate tools. We'll come and pick them up, or people can drop them off. We shine them up, we fix them up, and then we make them for sale. It's like a Salvation Army of tools, and the proceeds go to assist people to stay in their homes. So it's scholarships for people if they need work done, grab bars, things of that sort in their houses.
Tell us about some of the things that you can find at the Toolbox.
Oh, you can find every tool under the sun. It's actually an amazing place, from screwdrivers to sockets to antique tools. You can find pretty much anything.
So if you want to find like an old plane, you can find that there. A belt sander. You have belt sanders, Michael?
I'm pretty sure we do.
Those are fun to have races with. I don't know if you know that. So you never like run out of tools. There's always tools there.
Oh.
People always have tools to give, I would assume.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Who gets involved in the fixing up of the tools? That sounds like a fun project.
Our dedicated volunteers. You know, the Toolbox is a completely volunteer-run brick and mortar. And if it wasn't for our volunteers at the Toolbox, ensuring that these tools get in, are refurbished, get nice and shiny, and then put back on the shelves, we wouldn't be able to provide the services that we do.
We have less than a minute, but I want to ask about two other things. One is Bright Horizons, the adult day services.
So that's an adult day. So if someone is maybe has a spouse or mom and dad living with them and they have to continue to go to work or function within the community, you can drop this individual off. We call them members, and they can stay. We're operational from 8:30 to 4:30. They can have a full day, half day. We do intellectual, you know, we read through the newspaper. We bring field trips. We bring in speakers. It gives the caregiver a respite as well. I don't think there's a harder job in this world than being a caregiver. So this is an opportunity, and it's a social model, though. I want to state that it's not a medical model. So beginning signs of Alzheimer's or dementia, maybe depression, isolation, those types of things where really somebody would benefit from being with others.
Well, you're both, this whole organization is doing beautiful work in the community, and I thank you so much for coming in and sharing it with us. Diane Conroy-Lasavita is the Executive Director of Colony Senior Service Centers, and Michael Snyder, is Director of the Retired and Senior Volunteer Program, otherwise known as RSVP of the Capital Region. You can find more by going to facebook.com/colonyseniors. That link will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. My thanks to you both for the beautiful work you're doing.
Thank you.
Thank you. Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities. See more promise. See more progress.